You will listen to an interview with Alex, a guy who can speak many languages. As you listen, circle the correct answer. You will hear the conversation twice with a 15-second interval. Now, you have 1 minute to read the questions before listening.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm interviewing Alex. Alex is a polyglot. For those of you who don't know what a polyglot is, it is a term used to describe someone who speaks many languages. Hi, Alex. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. It's great to be here with you.
So, Alex, could you start by telling us which languages you speak and to what level?
Russian is my native language, but I also have a near native level in German, English, and Ukrainian. I'm conversationally fluent in French, Spanish, Italian, and Polish. I have a more basic level in Portuguese, Hebrew, Romanian, Dutch, and most Slavic languages.
What has allowed you to learn lots of languages? Do you have some sort of special talent?
When I was at school, I was not good at English. When I was 12, I started working with a university professor who showed me how exciting language learning can be. From then on, I spent thousands of hours learning languages at universities, at language courses, and by myself. I learned to see the fun part in language learning, so I've been more motivated than others to spend all those hours developing my skills. As a language coach, I see many students of different nationalities, ages, and backgrounds who have much more talent than I do. Whatever the case may be, it all comes down to hard work and long hours of practice.
For people who have just started with a new language and want to improve quickly, what do you recommend?
It is very important to spend time with the language every day. 3 hours on a Sunday and then no work during the week will not do the trick. You need to feed your brain with the language every day by engaging in different activities, including listening, reading, writing, and speaking. Also, it is important to take charge of your language learning and to remember that there are no shortcuts. Make sure that you have fun learning the language. If you do not like the teacher, the language school, the textbook, you can always change them. Staying motivated and excited about your language project is the key.
What do you believe is the biggest myth when it comes to language learning?
There are many myths, or I would rather say, dangerous half-truths surrounding language learning. The most typical include, I do not have the money to learn a language. I have no time to learn a language, and I do not have enough talent to learn a language. Well, these statements are not completely false because money, time, and talent can make language learning easier for you. However, the importance of these factors is exaggerated. Some good questions to ask here are, is this even a competition? If someone can reach a B2 level in 5 months, and I need 3 years to get there, does this mean it is not even worth starting? A lot more important than these factors is motivation. Making the most out of your current conditions and enjoying the process of learning.
One last question. Which language was the most difficult for you to learn and why?
Definitely Hebrew. It was very different from anything I'd ever dealt with before. I wasn't familiar with the alphabet. Writing was from right to left, and vowels were used less in writing. Hebrew grammar is usually considered to be easier than Arabic grammar, but it is really different from grammar in European languages, so I had a really hard time.
Thanks a lot for your time, Alex. It was a pleasure to meet you. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm interviewing Alex. Alex is a polyglot. For those of you who don't know what a polyglot is, it is a term used to describe someone who speaks many languages. Hi, Alex. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. It's great to be here with you.
So, Alex, could you start by telling us which languages you speak and to what level?
Russian is my native language, but I also have a near native level in German, English, and Ukrainian. I'm conversationally fluent in French, Spanish, Italian, and Polish. I have a more basic level in Portuguese, Hebrew, Romanian, Dutch, and most Slavic languages.
What has allowed you to learn lots of languages? Do you have some sort of special talent?
When I was at school, I was not good at English. When I was 12, I started working with a university professor who showed me how exciting language learning can be. From then on, I spent thousands of hours learning languages at universities, at language courses, and by myself. I learned to see the fun part in language learning, so I've been more motivated than others to spend all those hours developing my skills. As a language coach, I see many students of different nationalities, ages, and backgrounds who have much more talent than I do. Whatever the case may be, it all comes down to hard work and long hours of practice.
For people who have just started with a new language and want to improve quickly, what do you recommend?
It is very important to spend time with the language every day. 3 hours on a Sunday and then no work during the week will not do the trick. You need to feed your brain with the language every day by engaging in different activities, including listening, reading, writing, and speaking. Also, it is important to take charge of your language learning and to remember that there are no shortcuts. Make sure that you have fun learning the language. If you do not like the teacher, the language school, the textbook, you can always change them. Staying motivated and excited about your language project is the key.
What do you believe is the biggest myth when it comes to language learning?
There are many myths, or I would rather say, dangerous half-truths surrounding language learning. The most typical include, I do not have the money to learn a language. I have no time to learn a language, and I do not have enough talent to learn a language. Well, these statements are not completely false because money, time, and talent can make language learning easier for you. However, the importance of these factors is exaggerated. Some good questions to ask here are, is this even a competition? If someone can reach a B2 level in 5 months, and I need 3 years to get there, does this mean it is not even worth starting? A lot more important than these factors is motivation. Making the most out of your current conditions and enjoying the process of learning.
One last question. Which language was the most difficult for you to learn and why?
Definitely Hebrew. It was very different from anything I'd ever dealt with before. I wasn't familiar with the alphabet. Writing was from right to left, and vowels were used less in writing. Hebrew grammar is usually considered to be easier than Arabic grammar, but it is really different from grammar in European languages, so I had a really hard time.
Thanks a lot for your time, Alex. It was a pleasure to